There's a place you gotta go for learning all you ought to know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
When your books are what you're there about, but books are what you care about.
The time is right to learn the facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, it's time you started finding out what everything is all about.
When the boys you used to hate you date, I guess you best
the facts of life.
Girls, hold it. Now, as soon as you get your family tree projects up, please take your seats.
Okay. Yeah. You guys want to see some gorgeous ancestors?
Yeah. These are my great-grandparents. They had 9 children. I don't have to tell you, they dug each other.
Okay, Project Roots. Now, I'm sure you all learned a lot about your families.
Oh, I did, Mr. Bradley. It made me appreciate the hardships my ancestors went through living in Kansas back in 1889.
Living in Kansas today is a hardship.
Everyone can't be in your shoes, Blair. Walking the streets of New York.
Oh, girls. What is this? Your laundry?
No, it's my assignment. I'm doing my family's history through fashion.
Well, the 1950s were a great decade, but what about the rest of the century?
Oh, it's coming in a package from my father's factory.
Huh. Well, it better be here today. Now, each generation is a link in the chain of your heritage. Sui generis fidelis.
What does that mean?
I don't know,
but it sounds dirty to me.
It means that you are the sum total of all of your family's links. Natalie, where's your project?
I lost it.
You lost it? You knew it was due today. I could give you an F.
Okay, give me an F. I think this was a dumb project anyway.
Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Bradley.
Hi, Mr. Bradley.
Hi, girls. Natalie, you left this in the dorm. What's the matter with you? You know it's due today.
You said you lost it.
It's really lousy.
No, it's very good. It's fascinating, your family history. Do you mind if I stay a while?
Of course not.
You know, Natalie, you don't look like either of your parents. They both have red hair.
That doesn't mean anything. Sometimes it's better not to look too closely at your roots.
No, this is very unusual. You see, you have blue eyes and both your parents have brown eyes.
Mr. Bradley, do you have to pick on my parents' eyeballs?
Well, of course not. This is just very rare when it occurs.
Hey, Nat, maybe they pulled the switcheroo at the hospital.
I guess the nurses got bored and they played musical babies.
That's not funny, it's mean.
Hey, Nat, we were only kidding.
Well, knock it off. I don't even know if I was born in a hospital.
Natalie, what are you talking about?
Mr. Bradley, I didn't want to do this project and I don't want to be in this class.
Honey, what's the matter?
Haven't you all figured it out? This isn't my real family. I'm adopted.
Natalie, wait a minute.
Adopted?
Natalie, why didn't you tell us you were adopted?
I didn't want to talk about it. Working on my family tree just starts all those questions again.
What questions?
Like who my real parents are, what they look like, why they gave me up.
Natalie, the important thing is that you do have a mother and father. And that they love you very much.
That's what they say. But it doesn't help the way I feel.
How do you feel?
I know who adopted me. Now I want to know who had me. I want to find my real mother.
Now, wait a minute. I mean, you just told us 10 minutes ago that you're adopted, and now you want to go off and find your real mother? Just wait a minute and let us sort this out a little, huh?
Sure, Mrs. Garrett. Take all the time you need.
I'll be right back. Don't hire any detectives while I'm gone, huh? Hi, girls.
Oh, hi, Miss Garrett. I've never seen Natalie so upset.
You know it. I'll be right back.
Did you just find out you were adopted?
No, I've known since I was 5.
Oh, Natalie, why didn't you tell us you were adopted?
Because I didn't want to be treated any differently.
It's silly. We're not going to change the way we treat you.
Sure. Here, have some cake.
See what I mean? You're giving me gifts already. Feel sorry for me.
Natalie, it's your cake.
Thanks.
But Natalie, you should have told me you were adopted.
I've probably been saying stupid stuff about you without even knowing it.
What do you mean, Tootie?
Well, since you didn't know who you are, I could have been insulting you every time I told the Polish joke.
Tootie, do you know who your real parents are?
No.
That's not all bad. Sometimes I'd like to forget who mine are.
It'd be tough. Every time you bump into someone on the street, wondering if they're your real mom or dad.
Yeah, Nat. Try not bumping into people.
Tootie!
Listen, Natalie. I know exactly what you're going through. The adoption trauma. I saw it all on the Dinah Shore show.
I remember that. They had this woman on there, and she spent 20 years looking for her real mother. The records were sealed, and no one could help her. Dinah couldn't believe it.
All the clues turned out to be dead ends. Then, one day, all her searching finally paid off. She found her.
She did?
Yeah, on Skid Row.
Skid Row? And it took 20 years.
She was one of the lucky ones. Some people spend their whole life searching and never find a single clue.
Probably be pretty hard for a kid my age to track her mother down.
Not if I were helping you.
What do you mean?
I've got connections. Listen, Natalie. Do you really want to find your mother?
Well, sure. I guess so.
That's all I need to know. My mother's dating a judge who has access to everything.
Oh, Blair, don't go butting in. You think you're such a big deal. Where would you be without your mother and her big shot boyfriends?
Probably like you, dodging cow chips on Sunnybrook Farm. Listen, Sue Ann, I happen to be in a position to help Natalie, and I'm gonna do it.
Blair, are you nuts? You can't stick your nose into something that could change Natalie's whole life.
Of course I can. What are friends for?
Will you stop arguing with me? Just give her the book.
Creative adoption. Do you think a book is going to solve her problems?
Well, naturally, it's not as good as a talk from me, but I'm tied up until 5. Now, show her the chapter on famous adoptees. She'll love the one about Moses and the bulrushes.
You really want me to hand her a book, huh? You don't understand. Natalie is very, very upset.
Of course she's upset. Her genealogical chain has been broken. Linkus interruptus.
I'd like to Linkus your interruptus. All right. Look, I don't want to argue with you, but that girl needs to get more in touch with her feelings.
Oh. Wrong. Read chapter 3. Self-pity is a downer.
Well, I know that.
But it is not the function of Eastland School to coddle children. It's to prepare them to be strong and independent women.
Right. But you can't deny painful feelings and just hope it'll go away.
Don't forget the book.
Oh.
Now, the pitfall here is in being too emotional.
Well, Natalie isn't getting too emotional. She's just being human.
I meant you.
Yes, I am human. Some of us are, you know.
I got it. Eastland School. Judge who?
That's for me, Mr. Bradley.
Blair Warner. It's for you.
Yeah.
Are you in trouble? Well, I don't mean are you in trouble. What kind of trouble are you in?
No trouble. He's the judge of a beauty contest. Excuse me. This is kind of confidential.
Of course. You're judging beauty contests by phone.
Hello, Judge Garfield? Yes, this is Blair Warner, Monica Warner's daughter. Right. Remember when you told my mother if she ever needed anything to call? Well, we need something.
I don't know what I'll say when I first meet my real mother.
Well, I'd say, hi, Mom. Why did you dump me?
Natalie, you can't say that to your mother.
Sure you can.
If I were you, Nat, I wouldn't say anything. I'd just check her out. What if I really do find her? What'll I tell Mom?
Natalie, I...
What was that noise?
Oh, I must have dropped a book. Natalie, how are you doing?
I'm kind of confused.
Oh, about finding your mother? Well, listen, the choice is yours. You don't have to make it today.
Mom would feel kind of terrible, wouldn't she?
She sure would. Well, all right. Come on, Natalie. Let's take a walk and rap a little, all right?
Terrific news! The judge can get us the information we want. He's calling in an hour with the name of your real mother.
Natalie, you're really lucky. We've all known our mothers for years, and you're getting a brand new one. Brand new mother.
Listen, Natalie, it's too gonna work.
Girls. Blair, I want to know exactly what's going on here.
Didn't you hear? Blair's finding my real mother.
How?
It was easy. I just called the judge's office, dropped a few important names, and he called right back.
Well, it's not funny, Blair. Blair! What you're doing is very dangerous, and I want you to stop it right now.
Mrs. Garrett, Natalie's my friend. I wouldn't do anything to hurt her.
That's right. Mrs. Garrett, this is my life, not yours. Blair's doing me a big favor by finding my real mother.
All right, Natalie. Come on. We're going to talk this over with Mr. Bradley and your mother. Come on, we're going to the office right now.
Oh, yes, Roger. I feel exactly the same way about you. But I couldn't possibly go that far.
No, I'm talking about the drive to Schenectady.
Listen, I'd better get off the phone. We're expecting a call about Natalie, my friend who's adopted. Imagine, what if I was adopted and you and I met and I found out that you were my brother? I'd have to kill myself.
Nancy, get off the phone. You know I'm expecting an important call.
This is important.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were on the phone with that creep, Roger.
She was only kidding, Roger. What do you mean she sounded cute? I'll call you back later. Bye.
I'd better call the judge. He probably tried to call here while that simp was on the phone with that wimp. Huh? Hello, Judge Garfield, please. Tell him it's Monica Warner's daughter again. He'll probably trip over his robe running to the phone.
Brother.
Hello, Judge? Yeah. Her adopted name is Natalie Green. Manhattan. September 2nd, 1966. So she's a Virgo. Thanks, Judge. Oh, and give my love to my mom. Bye-bye. He'll call right back. Some people at the Hall of Records owe him a few favors. It's like my mother says, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Your mom sure is terrific to do all this scratching for us. Especially since it isn't even her itch.
Just be thankful that mother's between marriages.
Hey, you guys. I found this organization called ALMA, and it helps adopted people track down their parents. But you have to be 18.
Blair, you're not going to go through with your stupid plan to find Natalie's mother, are you?
Sure. I just snipped some red tape and we're waiting for the phone to ring.
But don't you remember? Opening sealed records is against the law.
Says who?
Dinah Shore. Charles Nelson Reilly agreed with her.
Don't be so naive. There are always loopholes.
And it's an unfair law. It deserves to be looped.
This? Is it? Excuse me.
Hello? Yes, this is Blair Warner.
Is that Roger?
Would you get out of here?
Excuse me, Judge.
Nancy, it's not Roger.
Oh, but I wish it was.
You're after Roger, too? I thought you were my friend.
Nancy, it's not a Roger. It's a judge who's helping us track down Natalie's real mother.
Oh, that's all.
Thanks, Judge. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, come on. What's her name?
You mean their names. There were 34 baby girls born in Manhattan on Natalie's birthday.
34? Is that all? Wow, that must have been a slow day.
He'll call back in a minute. He thinks he can get the exact name.
I still say you're doing the wrong thing. But you did get further than I thought you would.
All it took was a little Warner magic.
Oh, Blair, this just came for you from your father's company, Warner Fashion.
Oh, terrific.
Now, remember, I get to wear the 40s look. You promise.
Okay. Just wait till you see the wide shoulders. They are terrific.
What is this?
Well, they had it, Blair. Come on, let's see.
Hey, this is kinky.
No. This must be a mistake. This couldn't be from my daddy's company.
Oh, yeah?
Warner Fashions, Henri of Hollywood division.
Henri of Hollywood? Isn't he the king of passion fashion?
Yeah, I always read his ads in those magazines I'm not allowed to read.
No, this was supposed to be from the Warner Historical Department.
I could make history in this baby.
Wow, I never saw a nighty that had instructions!
What's the matter, Blair? It's just a little more Warner magic.
These are called the switched-on sizzlers.
I guess when your bulbs burn out, it means the honeymoon's over.
When Roger sees me in this, he will die.
You'll both die. Mrs. Garrett will kill you.
I will never live this down.
Garrett, I just can't understand how you could give Blair permission to search for Natalie's real mother.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, why don't you let me explain?
You better explain. I've had it with your permissiveness. This time you have gone too far. Take that back. You've gone far too far. What is this?
That's not the school uniform. How do you turn that on? Oh, no, don't tell me.
Henri's of Hollywood at Eastland?
Oh, Mr. Bradley, you could read that label from across the room.
I don't need to read the label. I've seen this stuff up close. Don't change the subject.
Mr. Bradley, these aren't Blair's kinky panties. They're her father's.
What?
No, he doesn't wear them. He manufactures them. Oh, what a family tree.
Now, wait a minute. Why are we talking about underwear? I mean, we've got a real problem here.
Natalie didn't have a problem until you let Blair talk to that judge in New York.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, you can't blame Mrs. Garrett for that.
Blair, you are in enough trouble already. You've opened up a can of worms that Natalie will have to struggle with for the rest of her life.
Blair was just trying to be a friend. Her heart was in the right place. But I don't know where your head was.
Head will be on a platter if she gets a hold of that judge again.
Well, now she's figured this out already by herself.
It's too late, Mrs. Garrett.
What do you mean it's too late?
The judge will be calling here any minute. The name of Natalie's real mother.
Already? Things are sure moving.
You can just forget it. I'm not letting you near that phone.
Well, that's no solution. You can't keep her away from the phone forever.
That's right, Mr. Bradley. Judge Garfield's easy to get to.
Sure. Just ask Blair's mother.
I think you girls have helped Natalie enough. Now, why don't you go upstairs?
Oh, no. Wait, girls. Wait. Oh, please, Mr. Bradley. We're all in on this. Let them stay. Come on. Natalie, you know, you've got two families already. Your real family at home, and then another one here, right?
Right.
Why, you're just surrounded with love.
I know I have a lot of families, but shouldn't I be looking for my real parents?
Your mother and your father are your parents. They chose you to be their very own.
Sure. They picked you. From a cast of thousands.
Yeah, and can the rest of us say, if we were up for grabs, we would have been chosen?
I can only speak for myself.
Yes.
Well, you asked me a question.
Natalie, I'm sure you've discussed this with your parents. What do they say?
Oh, they said my real parents were healthy. But I gotta know more. There's an empty space inside of me. I'm incomplete.
Well, you won't be after the call comes.
Well, you don't feel incomplete because you're adopted. You feel incomplete because you're 13. It's part of growing up.
Yeah, Natalie, you don't have to be adopted to feel weird about yourself. I'm not adopted, and I feel weird.
Sure. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and start to cry.
I know how you feel. When I look at you, I start to cry, too.
Oh. Listen, don't you girls ever look at yourself in the mirror and say, who am I? Oh, come on. I remember I did it.
I do.
Me too.
See, you're not the only one who feels different.
Anyone else?
Well, I'm only human. I know that you girls see me as your leader, cool, detached, separate from the flow.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley.
Okay. Even I have my insecurities. I'm not talking about Daddy and his electric underwear.
Natalie, I'm not saying that you don't have special feelings and questions that you want to be answered. I'm suggesting that perhaps now isn't the time to seek the answers. If you want to find your natural mother, there'll be time for that when you've done a little more growing. In the meantime, you have a mother at home with a special kind of loving she has for you. This is for you. It's a poem I clipped out of the newspaper. Could have been written by your mother. Not flesh of my flesh, not bone of my bone, but still miraculously my own. Never forget for a single minute you didn't grow under my heart, but in it.
That's wonderful. But you do have that Xeroxed.
That's really nice, Mrs. Garrett.
Here comes the judge.
I think it's for you, Natalie. Are you ready for it?
Everybody coming up to my room. We could finish some of Mom's 7-layer cake.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right.